Mila Pegvov Mishnehei. Hamafkin Mois Etzel Shulchani. There's an interesting exchange over here, and this really parallels a Mishnah in the third Perek in Bava Metzia. A person has a bag of money, and he's mafkided by somebody. Do we assume that he's allowing the person who he gives the money to usage of the money? Well, he means, the marshal, he comes for Shabbos to an innkeeper and he gives the money to him. He means for the innkeeper to put away the money. It doesn't mean for the innkeeper to spend the money and pay him back all the money next week. If he gives him the money, he wants it to be put away safely and he'll get it back after Shabbos. Let's say he goes to a gemach and he puts in money. He means for the money to be used and the money to be given back. That's pashut. The shaila is, there's a lot of gray area in between. And that's the subject. The same idea could come into play, legabe, whether he's really giving over the right of usage of the money to the shomer. Is he a shomer sochor? Is he a shomer chinam? He's not giving him any usage of the money. The same thing would be whether the person who's giving it to the nifka, to the shomer, if he's being moitzi de mois by giving his shtabshus, his chus shtabshus, to the person to use the money. That's the parallel between these two dinim. So now let's see the protim. Hamafkid moitzei tzal ha-shulchani. He gives money to a money changer. There's nobody who spends more cash than a money changer. Im tzvurin, if the bag that he gives it in is tied up and it has a special knot on top, so the assumption is that it's tied to keep it that way. Lo yishtamish mem, it's there for safekeeping, not to be used. Lefikoch im hoitzi, therefore, if the shulchani takes out some of the money and uses it, Mal, he's misappropriating Mois of Hegdish. The Mishalech didn't do anything. There was no Mishalech. He didn't give him a right. In Mutarim, if the bag was open, the assumption is that by a Shulchani, he's giving him a right to use it. Yishtamish Behem, he has a right to use it, and that's in Bava Metzia. Memel would render him a Shem Yisachar. Lefikach Im Hoitzi, back to Meseches Me'ilah, if he uses it, Loi Mo'al, he's not Mo'al. That says, who's not Mo'al? In the Poshah Pshan, the Mishnah, is the Shulchani is not Mo'al, because since the Mishaleach gave the right to use it, the Mishaleach Lamaisa gave the Shulchani, Kilu, he's using it, B'koichoi, B'shlichusoi, so yesh lichad v'averi, B'me'ilah. Look, that's the Poshah Pshan, the Mishnah. Lamaisa, there's a Brais in Lefurish that says that the one who gave him, the Mafkid, is the one who's Mo'al, the way we just said, that the word Loimol is going over here on the Shlich, not on the Mafkid. And the Loshon of the Braisi is, the Gemara Bava Metzia, that from Gimel brings the Nusuch, with the Loshon is Hagizber Mo'al. Foolish. Lamaisi, look at the Rav over here, the Rav doesn't learn that way. It's not the Mishnah, doesn't say that. It says, Lefikach Moitzi Loimol, doesn't say who. So Loimol means nobody. Not the Shliach, because the Mishaleach Lamaisa gave him the right to be Moitzi. It was already Yotzo, Al Yidei, the fact that the Mishaleach, the Gizbar that is, gave the right to the Shulchani who entrusted it to use it. However, Seif Kol Seif, the Shulchani is not using it as a direct Sivui from the Mishaleach, and therefore he can't be considered doing it Begor Masam Mishaleach. So really, the money was misappropriated, but not by anybody bad yet. Not the Shliach, because it was already misappropriated by the permission. But the permission also didn't tell him as a tzivu to use it. So it can't be called that the Mishalech misappropriated. So who are we left with? Nobody. It's a Chiddush. But that seems to be what the Rav and the Rambam are learning. All this is when a person puts a gizbo or anybody else, puts mois by a shulchani. We said a parallel, like Abihilcha Shmira. When you put by a shulchani, the assumption is if it's open, you're allowing him to use it. That's what he's there for. That's what the bag is there for. In his world, an open bag of money is to be used. So the assumption is that's what you're giving it to him for. The same is true over here. However, Eitzel Balabais, you're going to somebody's house except for Shabbos, and you entrust them with your money bag because you got there right before Shabbos. Benkach u'benkach lo yishtamish b'hem. There's no basic assumption that he lets you use it. So you're not allowed to. Lefikach im hoitzi mo'al. The shliach is yotze. He's doing it on his own. Chenveni, if the person is a storekeeper, he does not need as much and he does not use as much change as a shulchani. He also is not completely off limits like a private citizen. A storekeeper does occasionally need change. Therefore, a chenveni is a little bit of a gray area. We have a machlek stanoim. The Tanakama, kibalabais divrei Meir. Meir says like a balabais, Chevron is not a shulchani. Rabbi Yehuda Oimik is shulchani. He is like a shulchani. He does have professional usage of the money, and therefore, the shliach is not called that he's the moil. Now, there is a nafkemina in the din when he put it by a shulchani, and the money is open. Lefikach hamoytzi moal. There's a discussion, the Gemara Bava Metzi and Daf Mem Gimel, about how quick and immediate the hishtamshus of the shulchani is. The machlekes is between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, since the shulchani has a right of usage in Bava Metzi or the assumed over here also by Moyes Hagdish, so Mele, right away the Moyes is already b'shus ha-shulchani. He has din of a shoyl. It's as if he already borrowed the money. So Mela, the mishalech is moel right away, even before he uses it. You don't need the shliach, the shulchani, that is, to use the money to be considered that he's a moel. He's a moel right away. According to Rav Nachman, no. He's a shemis socher. That means he has a benefit that he has money available to use, but he didn't use it yet. The money is not yotzel l'shusoy until he actually uses it. The nafkamina, of course, of this will be in Bava Metzia, that a shoyl, somebody who has a ready usage of something, even before he uses it, the halach is his chayv anointzim. Mashenkein, according to the other shita, until he uses it, he's a shemes socher, he's chayv an gnei vaveda, but it's potter anointzim. It's only after he uses it that he's already used up the money, he's already a loiva. So there, for sure, he's mechuyev to replace the money. Pruta shel hegdish enoflo techakis. Mishnah really is moving on to something else now. We're talking over here about Mois Hegdish that became Mu'uriv with Mois Chulin. What are the parameters of Mi'ila in a wallet, in a purse that has mixed up coins of Hegdish and Chulin? They got mixed up. Oisha Amar, where Pruta said, Pruta Bekizzeh Hegdish. He was Magdish originally, one Pruta Oizgemish, mixed up together with other coins, and now nobody knows which coin is which. Now, obviously, to take a coin out of the pocket, out of the purse, and use it to buy himself a cup of soda, that he can't do. Because it's a Suffolk Hegdish. Each coin, for whatever the reasons, these two cases, both of them, he's not allowed to use. Now, what happens if he does? Kivin Shahitzi, Esau Rishon, if he pulls out the first one, Moal, his Chayiv, on Oshum Tolui, Divir B'Kiva. We've had before in the Mishnayos and Krisos some Chudish D'Gashita, we haven't really had the Maseches Me'ila, that since the Parsha of Asham Me'ilois, and then the Parsha of Vayikra, is put together with the Parsha of Oshom Tolui, so we learn out a Tzad HaShava, that Oshom Me'ilois, even though Me'ila is not Chayv and Krisos, if somebody is over on a Sofik Me'ila, is Chayv and Asham Me'ilois and Oshom Tolui. For Pratim of what the Oshom Tolui is, refer to Maseches Krisus. But the Tana behind this sheet is Rebbe Kiva, that's what the Mishnah means over here. And so Hashem Moal, he brings a korban Oshom on Oshom Tolui. Not a Vada, it's not a Vada whether you use the Pruta that belongs to Agdish. The Chomayim Machiasi is called Akis because it's always a suffering until he spends the whole while. Moide Rebbe Kiva Boimer, the Kenetra over here is Rebbe Kiva's Moide. Pruta min akis hegdish, u'moitzi v'hoilach atchiyotzi is kol akis. Let's say he was magdish and he had a mind. He can't be magdish one coin, he's getting himself in trouble. What he said is, he says, there is a tvisas hegdish in this wallet. One pruta of this wallet should be hegdish. That means, I can't spend all the money without giving something at the end to hegdish. So what he really is setting himself up for is Shehu Moitzi V'Hoylech. He can spend all the money, Achiyotis Kolakis, and the last Pruta will automatically become Hegdish. That's what it'll be. It's not a Moide Rebbe Kiva, Legabi the Machlokes of Oshom Tolui. It's a Moide, the Tana of this Mishnah, that in that case, he's not setting himself up for trouble. We'll finish off this year, really in the Masechta, with a Shein Ha'ora, Tosfos as a famous Kasha. Why don't we say that one coin is mixed up over here in the wild? Why don't we say it's batel b'roif? Every time, if you have a trefa piece of meat mixed up in a bunch of pieces of kosher, so it becomes batel b'roif. You're allowed to eat all of it. Whether you're allowed to eat all the pieces of meat simultaneously is machlokes rishonim. But certainly one after another, you're definitely allowed to eat it, even though one of them definitely had shame nevela, but bittel is mafkia the issa. So the same thing should be true over here. So Tosfos, amongst a few other tirutzim, says that first of all, matbei doesn't become bottle with a davar choshev. Achreinim asked the kasha that din is only durabonon, that a davar choshev doesn't become bottle. But what Tosfos then continues is that there's a sugya in beitzah daf lamed ches, and the sugya over there says that there's no bittel beroiv except on isurim. There's no bittel beroiv mamoino loy bottle. When something falls in, the discussion over there is, there's a bunch of people that contributed to a cake, and one part, the salt, the sugar, the cinnamon, whatever it is, one of the ingredients, belongs to one person, so he has a yad in the cake. We don't say that his minute amount that he donated to the cake becomes bottle. Why? Because as far as bailus is concerned, shame moment does not become bottle. So the iser of me'ilo is shaykh to bailus of hegdish. Bailus, dine moments doesn't become bottle. There's another raya that me'ilo is meshach shaykhli to the shame moment. It's not stam and iser, I know. It's a misappropriation, a monetary concept. It's monetary biyachas to hegdish. We'll finish off with a horror that is a raya, the Shmeitzer and Shmeitzer Vov, brings a raya from a sugya in the perek of Hoisha Rabbi Yevomis, that to be made on something that was formerly Hegdish, that it had a pidyon, and now it's no longer Hegdish, is Dai Beid Echod. And the question is, if we say that the concept of Mom and Hegdish is a monetary concept, like we just said, Mamoin Aloy Botli, why don't we say that in order to be Moitzi something from Rishus Hegdish, you should need to aid him? Dine Mominus, you can't be Moitzi Momin without two Edim. Basic halach in Sidrei Noshim Nezikin. So you have to say that on the one hand, the etzem cheftz of Mi'ilo, the shame Isser, is an Isser vas Nemtzach from the shame Momin. And the Isser Mi'ilo is a misappropriation. Therefore, loy botli, because it's a monetary concept, Momin loy botli. On the other hand, it's not a din bein odom lachaveiroi, and only over there the Torah was mechadish, that there's a din, that it has to be in front of two Edim. Marshall, two Edim, when we talk about Dovah Sheba'erva, also the concept of needing two Edim is because it's between two people. If it would be just a personal status of a woman, even if it would be Beino Ben Atzma, you wouldn't need two Edim. So by Dinei Mominus also. In Dinei Mominus, that's Mechayiv two Edim, is when it's between two people, like a Din Torah. Momin Hegdish, Soif Kol Soif, is not between two people. The Etzem Cheftza of the Mois of Hegdish does not become bottle, but a Din Torah, an Eidus that's necessary for a moment, for Momin Hegdish, is Dai Beid Echot. That, we finished the Mesechta of Mi'ilo. Really, the Siyum of the Seder is going to be with the Mesechtas that are Shutvim, Mesechtas Tomin and Midas. We have an interesting Mesechta to finish off the Masechta called Kinim. Why Chazal put it there, we'll discuss when we learn the Masechta. But we're really getting to the tail end. We went through all the different Karbonos and all the different Chalokim of Avodas HaKarbonos, and now we're getting to the structure and the basic outline of the Tzura of Avodah. Bez Hashem, Masechta's Tomit.